The Supreme Court has upheld a law banning TikTok unless the app is sold. The justices unanimously ruled that Congress's national security concerns about the China-based app are valid. On Sunday, TikTok could go dark here in the U.S. For more, we're joined by NPR's Bobby Allen. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Ari.
How did the Supreme Court justify upholding the TikTok ban?
Well, they flipped the discussion on its head. The justices framed it as a divestiture, not a ban. Remember, the ban only applies if TikTok's owner, ByteDance, does not completely cut ties with the app. Because ByteDance still owns TikTok, the crackdown begins. And when it comes to TikTok's argument that millions of users could have their free speech rights suppressed, the court said this case isn't really about speech. It's about corporate ownership, and it's about addressing an overseas threat. In its unsigned opinion, the court wrote that TikTok does give millions of Americans a form of expression, but, quote, Congress has determined that divestiture is necessary to address its well-supported national security concerns regarding TikTok's data collection practices and relationship with a foreign adversary. So there you have it.
So what happens on January 19th when the ban goes into effect? Or divestiture?
Yes, divestiture indeed. As you mentioned, TikTok could go dark, or maybe not. We're trying to figure this out. It's a pretty confusing situation right now. Under the law that will be on the book Sunday, Apple and Google have to yank TikTok out of the app stores. Cloud support firms will have to sever ties too, or the companies will face very stiff penalties. But here, Ari, is the complicated part. The Biden White House has indicated they're punting to President-elect Donald Trump, who has issued a statement saying the ruling should be respected, but gave no clues as to what he is planning. So what are the firms supporting TikTok supposed to do? Now, the most recent thing I heard from insiders at Apple and Google is that they are likely to remove TikTok from app stores if the decision is upheld. Well, now it's been upheld. So everyone is wondering, what now?
So the whole thing just gets kicked to the Trump administration, which takes office Monday with a whole long list of other priorities?
Yeah, basically. That is what the Biden administration is hoping for. But the thing is, the law takes effect one day before Trump is sworn in. So that 24-hour period is going to be something of a mess, right? TikTok has indicated it is ready to switch off its servers and take the entire app offline, which obviously is a pretty severe outcome, but it is one that is still on the table.
Trump, as you mentioned, said the ruling should be respected. Does that leave any room for him to keep the lights on at TikTok, so to speak?
Yeah, Trump can delay the start date of the law and try to work out a deal for TikTok to be sold away from ByteDance. Or the Trump administration can just do, you know, nothing. Say, hey, we're not enforcing this thing. In that scenario, can the tech companies just ignore it? It's a real question. Constitutional scholars I've been talking to, Ari, said we're just entering some really uncharted legal territory here, right? The social media app, TikTok, will be technically banned, and maybe TikTok will still be sticking around. I mean, what a world to be in.
And briefly, what kind of reaction are you seeing from TikTok users in the U.S.?
I mean, since the Supreme Court decision was coming, I mean, TikTokers have been doing what TikTokers do best, which is kind of make fun of the government, poke fun at the Supreme Court. Now they're calling themselves TikTok refugees. Some are saying, let's all go to Instagram Reels. Others are saying, no, let's jump to YouTube Shorts. Then there's this other China-based app known as Red Note, which is an e-commerce app that has some, you know, TikTok-like features. And many are saying, let's go to Red Note. So
all
we
right.
shall see where they go.
NPR's Bobby Allen. Thank you.
Thanks, Ari.